Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Randy Gilson, the Randy of Randyland.
Hi.
Hello. We are here at Randyland. It's great to be here. You can't come here and not feel happy.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
This is wonderful. So, love what you've done with the place. how long did this all take you?
Well, I'll tell you what. When I moved over here, Randyland, this place here, I bought this building in 95 for $10,000 on a credit card.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was really bad. The roof was caving in, and well, it was a kind of a seedy area up here, and so they were going to tear the building down. And I was given a phone call, and they said, oh, would you like to look at this building or buy this building? I said, I don't know if I would want to, but I went to the third floor, and I felt that I was in an airplane. All the buildings were lower, and I saw the whole city of Pittsburgh, the beautiful, wonderful, perfect city of Pittsburgh. And I said, if I can get this building, I would be like in cloud nine. Nice.
Now, in 1995, did you have any idea that it would grow to appear to look what it is today?
Absolutely not. No. But I did make one promise. A long time ago in 1995, I first of all put $500 down for the auction, and I looked at the building and I thought, now if I get this building, I do believe in God. And I said, if I get this building, I will give the building back, and I will make it the best, coolest, grooviest place that I could possibly make it. So I kind of like made a promise to the upstairs that I wanted to do something that was tremendously, outrageously fun, creative, and unique.
So how would you describe it? Is it a museum? Is it a gathering place?
Oh,
what is Randyland?
Well, it kind of started out with a dream. Don't we all have dreams?
Oh, yes.
And if we don't plant a dream, a dream is like a little seed. If you plant her, she will root. If she roots, she absorbs. If she absorbs, she becomes. And as she becomes, then she re-gifts. And that's the story of Randyland.
I need that embroidered in like a little frame. That's beautiful. I love it.
Thank you. So Randyland is a story of, I don't know if it's a museum, although everybody's calling it a museum. I don't know if it's an art gallery, but well, look around. It's all very colorful and happy and joyous art. So it's kind of like, are you ready for this? Scattered stuff. Nice.
I
call Randyland just scattered stuff. Old wood, old paint, bricks, wood, things I find from all over the neighborhood. People were discarding stuff so many years over here in the north side. It was an old community, and I kept on finding things. And, well, I puzzled people, so why not be a puzzler? Nice.
Yeah. And it's a welcoming feel. You've got an open sign out. Folks are just strolling in from off the street, taking a look around. So it's a very welcoming place.
Yeah. Actually, we get about 150. 150 would be a modest number. We actually probably get about 200 to 300 people a day.
Wow.
It's insanely crazy here. When I first opened my gates, a lot of people would stay on the outside of the fence, and the gates would be open, and it wasn't as colorful, of course. The years went by, and it became more and more and more, but I decided that I better put a welcome sign outside. So I put a sign open, and then I went ahead and I a lot of people from around the world were coming to the museum down the street, the famous mattress factory.
Yes, yes.
And when they all went to the mattress factory, they would peek their heads inside the gates, wondering, what is going on in this place, right?
Right.
And then I thought, aha, I'm going to invite people, if they're from different places of the world, to write their language, welcome, in different languages. So that way the open sign and their languages saying welcome will then help others feel comfortable about entering.
Very good. Now, it is called the most colorful landmark in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely.
Is it true you can see Randyland from space?
Well, the airplanes, you're going to love this. I work at a hotel, right? I work at the Westin Hotel, and a lot of pilots come in. Now, a lot of pilots are stewardesses and people that have been in the plane business, airport business for years. I've been at my job for 28 years, so I'm a waiter. I'm a very simple fellow. But a lot of pilots, I have told where I am at, are you ready for this? They come back and they know me and they make announcements over their, I guess, the microphone. And to the left is Heinz Field and to the right is Randyland. Is that cool?
That's awesome. You should write a message on the roof. You know, you can maybe write something to airplanes.
People want me to do that too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Welcome to Randyland.
Wow. I mean, what, really, in a place like this, the possibilities are endless as far as what you can add. You know, is there a method to it here when you find a new object, where to put it, where it belongs?
That's a good question. Well, I did say scattered stuff, didn't I?
Yes.
The one thing that happens at Randyland, there's a lot of energies. When you think about how many people there are in the world, and I'm just going to throw it a number, 50 billion people, so there's 50 billion frequencies, 50 billion different ways of analyzing whatever. Well, I now like it when people move stuff at Randyland. So, is there a place to put things? No. Drop it and walk to the next one. Drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it. Because people move things anyway. Because a lot of photographers come here. You have a lot of children that come with their parents. People want to do certain setups, certain visuals. And I like it whenever things are moved around. So actually, now everyone, the visitors, are part of the experience. So they can play, play, play.
Now when you're out and you see an object, what is it about that object that says, yes, this belongs at Randyland, or no, that can stay where it is?
That's a very good question. Well, what it is I have found this out. Okay, a lot of people, you see those videos or stories, hoarders.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't want to say that I'm a hoarder, but I kind of am. I'm sorry.
The most colorful, unproductive hoarder that I have ever met.
It's weird. I find things and I say, should I or shouldn't I? Should I or shouldn't I? Yes, no. Yes, no. Oh, just take it. Figure it out later.
Yeah.
So I grab it, right? Yeah. I just grab it. And then if it doesn't have a smile on it, what would make this piece show its best side? So then I just throw some paint on it or spray paint it or something, and before you know it, I decide later on if I want to keep it or release it. So I kind of find a lot of stuff everywhere. Yep, I'm a dumpster jumper.
Yeah.
Is that okay to say?
Oh yeah, dumpster diver, yeah.
Yep, I prefer when you're on, well, whenever you're going down the street, I prefer actually taking the alleyways. I prefer taking the side streets. I prefer a lot of those things because that's where the treasures are.
Yes, you're right.
People don't leave things right in the front or somebody else got it before me. So I zig and zag. Aha! I can smell an opportunity. I can taste it. I can look around and say, there's something on this block. I'm going to find it. And I might go around the corner, and you know what? I usually find something. It's intuition. Find things.
Well, do you find that now, because of your reputation, people are sending you weird stuff, like donating them?
People drop stuff off all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of cool. I'll be walking around my yard, and all of a sudden, I'll say, like, where did you come from? And it was something that was just left there. So it's really, really neat. You know what's kind of neat? I find that people leave me notes.
Hmm.
Yeah, a lot of notes. People are so happy when they come to Randyland. Randyland is considered the most happiest house in America. That's what they say. So anyway, when people come by and they leave me happy, knows I was not in a good mood. I came here. I'm much better now. I play classical music a lot. So the colors, the classical music, the birds chirping, the breeze blowing through my hair. I want you to know this was better than medication.
Wow.
Pretty neat.
How does that make you feel?
Well, you know what? It actually is the purpose of Randyland. You know, love is free. Love is, there's no price on love. And, you know, when somebody comes in and you see that this is like maybe their eyes or their body language, and they come in, and sometimes they come in really bubbly, but a lot of times it's not always like that. And then you see them looking around, and them thinking, and them absorbing it all. And then when they leave, you see the aura is shiny, their smile appears. They actually want to hug me. You know how many hugs I get? Lots. I'm thinking about doing this. I'm thinking about putting a sign at the entranceway of Randyland, free hugs at Randyland, because everybody wants to hug me. It's cool.
I feel that. I am compelled.
I am kind of cute, don't you think?
Cheers.
Cheers.
There you go.
This looks delicious.
Oh, yeah. Now, a Randyland martini would have to be at least 6 or 7 colors, I think. We'd have to.
Well, it would be like, you know what I like? I like Rita's Ice.
Oh, yes. That's very good.
So, yeah. So, you would mix Rita's Ice with whatever other kind of ingredients. And we don't want to say one ingredient on air or anywhere, because I don't want anybody to know my secrets.
That's true.
I am not perfect, but I am fun. And so, but this is a martini moment.
Oh, yes.
So, Cosmos. I love Cosmos. So, pink. Heck, I'll take any kind of pink, blue, and purple. But I really do like bright. It was a dull color. Mango is awesome.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It has that orange, yellow, yummy,
yeah, yeah.
yummy.
Now, a cocktail party here would be fun. Do you ever host events here at Randyland?
Well, we did one a long time ago for the community garden. I built the gardens, so I felt really that was an honor. I have 800 gardens. 50
wow.
vegetable
right
gardens.
Right here on Randyland
eight
property?
Parks. Well, it's not on Randyland property. Down the street in 1982, I first moved to the north side. When I moved to the north side, a lot of people, well, there were empty houses everywhere. Lots and lots of empty houses. And a lot of people really weren't talking a lot. People that lived beside each other that didn't even talk to each other, I thought, that's weird. Why don't you try to, you know, do something to get along? So I was involved with different politics or religious groups, trying to figure out what do they do to inspire community gathering. Nothing was happening.
Mm.
So I decided, okay, I'm done following everybody else's rules. I'm gonna start my own program. I'm gonna start, and am I a rebel? I like being a rebel. I like being different, but I'm not a bad person. Then I thought, well, I could be an activist, but an activist sounds kind of passive. Like you're kind of like doing it like too mellow. So I decided that I wanted to do something as an activist rebel, and I decided to clean lots. Lots and lots of lots around here. Had weeds 7, 8 feet tall,
oh, yeah.
and garbage. People were discarding things or whatever, emptying out their houses and just throwing it. So I decided to go and clean the neighborhood up. I put over 30 blocks of art gardens, 800 gardens, 50 vegetable gardens, and 8 parks. And so I did that from 82 up to about 95. People started coming out of their houses, and they would talk to the next door neighbor, what kind of flower do you have? What kind of tree do you have? People started talking, started communicating, started adopting each other. If somebody would go away, that next door neighbor would water the plant and watch them. It became like almost like, well, a safety kind of a program. People started taking care of the streets and of each other. People, projects by people. people created peoplehood. Peoplehood, aha, neighborhoods were where you were kids, and you were neighborly, but we become adults. If you have a dog, you talk to dog people. If you have a child, you talk to people with children. If you have something to communicate, then you talk. But a lot of times in communities, people don't have any reason to communicate. So I thought, well, why not put gardens everywhere? And that way, everybody has that one idea of gardening, and it worked. So now, I left the gardens, people adopted them all, I don't have to take care of them all, and I came up here in 95, and the same ideas of recycling and repurposing all the houses. I took all the stone, and I took my shovel, and I took up all the shrubs and all the flowers that I saw growing everywhere, and I dug them up on the abandoned properties, and I brought them down to the empty lots, and I took the garbage away, put the stones in the pathway, made different directions, different designs, and then planted them with all the repurposing, recycling. So I taught myself, I have to say the children. I have to give a call out to the children. Why? People sometimes, as we grow older, they don't seem to communicate, but the children, they do say things. Mister, why are you doing this? Mister, you work for the city. Mister, why? They were the first teachers in this neighborhood. The children, they were so innocent. They didn't build the walls, so they didn't have any ideas of separation. And when they asked me why, it made me think, well, how do you answer them? To make the world better? The preacher tells you to be good, and your mom and dad tell you to clean the house. So be good and clean the community, and it built art on the streets. So the children, they were my first teachers. Their parents, oh my goodness, they looked at me wondering, what is this guy doing with 30, 40, 50 kids? It was crazy. Stop him. Is he doing something bad? And then they watched me, and a window would open, and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. A lemonade,
that's great.
Food, nice. So that's what happened. I started doing parks and gardens. The children helped me along. The parents adopted me. And now I have about 100,000 people that know Randy.
Now, you credit your own mother with some of the inspiration for this place. Is that true?
I have to, yeah. My mother, well, she went ahead and she, we don't like to talk about negatives, but negatives are sometimes positives. How you react to a negative could sometimes be more positive than what you think is the negative. My mother was very, very good. She was a Christian. She was a very angel-like person. And she took six children out of Dad's life. Dad, he was not a good person. So she brought us to the city of Pittsburgh. Well, when we came to Pittsburgh, I thought, I had no friends. I had nothing. Mom always said, no matter how many people there were ahead of you, behind you, there were more people. There were tenfold. You're fine. Quit whining. Quit worrying. You're okay. So she inspired me by saying, don't worry about how many clothes or toys that people have. You are just fine. You are a gift for me and a gift to the world. Do the best you can. So my mother actually inspired me that no matter what I did not have, I had a lot, and that's why all this smiles. The colors of Randyland, I've got to tell you, it's not Randyland. The smiles of Randyland are the people. Everybody that comes into Randyland and looks around, engages and smiles, I see a smile, a sparkle. It gets me so energized. I paint everything.
How many gallons of paint do you think are in Randyland right now, on the walls, on everything? What would the estimate
of
that be?
Oh my goodness gracious. A million?
Yeah, I believe it. Now, that sounds like an outrageous claim, but when you come here and you look around, yeah, there could be, I mean, Sherwin-Williams could sponsor you, you know? I mean,
Sherwin-Williams actually did sponsor a painting party. Yes, Sherwin-Williams is actually, I met a guy, oh, this was scary. Five guys in suits came to my front door, pounded on my front door, scared me to death. Oh, they look like you. They look like with really
tuxedo.
They look like bankers.
There's no banker wearing a tuxedo. Not during work hours, anyway.
They scared me. They look so formal. I thought, who are you? What are you going to do? Oh my God! Are you trying to take Randyland away?
Oh.
They were too perfect. As you know, your haircut, your suit. I thought nobody's ever come to my house with this many suits on. And then they said, well, they were from Sherwin-Williams. Sherwin-Williams likes to do community projects, and they love to do a lot of good deeds, and they paint a lot of things, helping people to build smiles. And so they came over, and they did a big project with Randy and Andy.
Wow.
Nice, huh?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Pretty neat.
That is wonderful. Now, what do you see in the future for Randy Land? Where can it go from here?
I needed a little flavor.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I agree.
Cheers.
Oh, yes. Cheers again. You can never cheers enough.
Nice.
So what does the future hold for Randyland?
That's a very good question. I know that Randyland is not Randyland. Randyland is our land, interpreted by Randy. I am just a little guy, a piece of conduit, a messenger. Randyland's future is, well, for... It's got to be more. There's got to be more than a person, than that one dreamer. And I decided Randyland, being our land, needs to be given back to the people of the world. So now I am giving Randyland my 2015 New Year's resolution is I will be starting the process this year, going around to the museums, talking to the people that run museums. Who runs them? What do they do? How do they become nonprofits or the trusts? How do they set it up? I want to give Randyland away to the world. Pretty cool.
So it'll be a museum for the city of Pittsburgh.
Well, no, for the people.
For the people of Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Pittsburgh is so cool. Oh, my goodness gracious. I love us. I love all of us. Everybody in Pittsburgh wears a heart on the outside. I work at a hotel, and everybody gets so scared when they come to the city. And a lot of people, the big city, oh, what do? We have to lock ourselves in the hotel room. No, you do not. I always tell whenever I get the visitors, the clients at the tables, if you don't see a smile on somebody's lips, look into their eyes. In Pittsburgh, we sparkle. You will always find a smile in Pittsburgh. So I will say that Randyland belongs to the smiles, the eyes, the hearts of Pittsburghers. You know, sure, it belongs to more than that. It belongs to people from around the world. But Pittsburgh will be the benefactors mostly. They compare me to Howard Finster. He is, I guess, the most famous folk artist in America. And so now Randyland's a folk art museum. I didn't know that.
Well, I was going to ask you how you define folk art, but that was maybe a definition that was placed upon you rather than
Yeah, it was
one
given
you...
to me. I don't even know. I did a little research on folk art to see like what folk art looked like. And you get like, well, anybody can do folk art, mostly back in the mountains or in the south and so forth. People would take pieces of wood or pieces of stone or this or that, and they would paint it. People with really just not a lot of talent, they didn't go to school, but they wanted to do something cool. Mm-hmm. So folk art is just folks doing art. Get it? Folks. I'm a folk, you're a folk, and this is art. Nice. I bet you could be a folk artist.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, anybody could, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Randyland is considered so famous that, I'm sorry, the Today Show put us around the world, the Disney Channel tweaked us, there's a rock song being made about me right now.
Really?
It's going to be all over the airwaves very, very, very soon. Oh, yeah. And this is not just a song. This is all my Randyisms, all my philosophies, this band, they put it all together. And
who is the band?
Well, the band is the Danzas,
okay.
D-A-N-Z-A-S. They heard about Randyland and they said, wow, we want to do a song. Can we do a song? And the people that were helping me do my websites, they knew the Danzas. They said, sure, if you want to try. And I can't dance as fast as they wrote the song. Oh my God, it moves and moves. It's so much, I'm telling you what, it's a hit. I know it, it's a hit.
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah, and actually, I hope this is not out of order. I don't like to brag because I'm a very simple fellow. Two guys from Hollywood found me a year ago. Yeah, Hollywood.
What are they going to do?
Hollywood. What do you say?
You like saying that.
Hollywood came to me. Wow, me, the little guy. I'm just a country boy. I moved to the city. Now I'm a city slicker. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's right.
Do they want to make a movie about you? Is that it?
Well, what it is this is cool. These two guys came from Hollywood. They wanted to make a documentary of the happiest people in America. Well, they went to all 50 states in America. Okay? Now, 450 or more interviews were made, and a lady just came here just about two Sundays ago she came, and she said, Randy, I'm from California, and I saw your new movie. And I said, which one? I'm sorry, I'm in a lot of documentaries now. And I said, well, which one? And she goes, the new one, Pursuing Happiness. I went, no. She goes, yes, I saw it. I said, oh my God. Did they comb my hair? Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
And I said, did they put makeup on me? Did I look great? Did I look wonderful? I said, did I talk too fast? I do talk fast. And she was laughing.
Well, that's okay. I listen slowly, so we're good.
And she was laughing. She couldn't believe I did all the hair and makeup stuff. And she goes, Randy, I saw the documentary, and you were given more time, only 11 people. It's an 84-minute movie, and she said you were given more time in this documentary of the happiest people in America than any people. I want to see this, but I can't. I won't be able to see it until it comes back to America.
Oh, okay, so they don't have it released digitally or DVD or
no.
anything like that yet.
No, I want to see my movie.
Patience is a virtue.
Yeah.
You will.
I guess what they do when they do documentaries, they want blue ribbons. So they took it to the United Nations too. So they're gonna go all around America, and then they're gonna go, I guess, overseas. I don't know when I'm gonna see it, but I guess they wanna win awards and do what they do, which they know what they're doing, mm-hmm. to get the monies back, because it probably sure. costs a lot of money. So certain people will sponsor it, and maybe a year or two it will come back to America, and then I'll be able to see what I look like, to see if they comb my hair.
Right. That's amazing. What you have created here from very humble beginnings has circled the globe through multimedia, through visitors that come here. That really is amazing.
Well, I just know that my blessings are not my blessings. I kind of like, a lot of kids come by. I get about 200 yellow school buses. I actually get about 200 weddings. A lot of people like to come over and take photo shoots. And if I can say one thing, my wealth is not my wallet. I'm a waiter, I'm a very simple fella. But then I realized, aha, my wealth is my eyes to see, to absorb, my ears to listen and learn, my mouth to speak the spirit of which I carry, and my hands to re-gift the gifts I've already received. So I am wealthier than wallets. I am wealthier than bank accounts. I am wealthier than materials. And if I could say to you, but you probably already know, because you're smart, you're famous, everybody knows you. But wealth is who we are, and what we give, and what we share, and how we teach others of their purpose. Your wealth is what you do to teach others that they are beautiful, and they're important, and if they would give, they would receive. To teach others that they are an asset, that they need not to worry about just the gifts of money, but the gifts of their soul, their heart. Doing good deeds for others, that is the best wealth in the world. That's why I build parks. That's why I'm giving Randyland away. I'm going to move to another neighborhood. This is getting too expensive.
Oh, this area in the
yeah.
north side. Well, I wonder if Randyland was responsible for that. People come by and say, well, if this guy could do this with $10,000, hey, we could build a mansion, you know?
Well, yeah, that's what's happening. People got out of the cars when they saw Randyland, and they saw the gardens I built. They thought, aha, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to walk. And they saw this building or that building. It's beautiful stones. Let me get inside. They found the woodwork and the beautiful mantles. Some of them are wood and some of them are stone. Oh my goodness, this is like great-grandmother stuff. This is like a dollhouse. This is beautiful. And why build a new home when you can have an old home? See, the bones are good. The
yeah.
hearts were missing.
Hmm.
So what they did now is people are buying up all these houses and they're putting in all their hearts and their monies, and Randyland is being surrounded by so many beautiful peoples that Randyland is kind of a farm. Yeah, it's five properties. So Randyland is one giant corner, and I would like Randyland to be used as a community resource center for the funding of art, theater, dance, musical, gardening programming. And the reason why I think Randyland should not be part of like somebody else's organization, I think Randyland should be their own. Because I would like the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh to use Randyland, the Matches Factory, the Warhol down that way. My very favorite fans are the City of Asylum.
Oh, yeah.
I love the City of Asylum. The Poets come here and perform all the time.
It's wonderful.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I love when the Poets come. They do the best events. They bring people from around the world. They open up the words, which are the same as what I do. Your words are your brain leaking. Your words are your heart leaking. It's a flow and a grow. The Poets. I would like Randyland to be used as an annex for the different other annexes or programs in Pittsburgh, so that this would be a fun, folk art, happy, joyful, neighborly place for not only our neighborhood, but for the entire city.
That's beautiful, Randy. Well, Berg Vivant salute you and wish you all the success in the world and for many, many more smiles to grow here at Randyland.
I'm so honored. Oh, my goodness. How did you find me?
Oh, you know, it caught my eye walking by. It's hard to miss.
Right.
You know, well, remember when I called you up for the interview, I'm like, how am I going to know which house is yours? Is there any distinguishing features of this place that you can point out? But no, it's hard to miss.
Well, thank you.
And definitely brightens the Pittsburgh landscape. Thank you very much.
Well, all the skyscrapers in the city of Pittsburgh, a lot of my friends, they work in those offices. And they're always saying, oh, see that building over there? The yellow one? I live two blocks this way. I live three blocks that way. So people from Mount Washington, they use the building as a landmark. You can actually see me from all the mountain or the skyscrapers. Yeah. Well, the airplanes we talked about before. Randyland is a giant old grocery store. And she's just so bright yellow that you can see it from anywhere.
Neat. Now, you've done a lot of revitalization here. What would Randy Gilson's plan be to revitalize downtown Pittsburgh? What would you do to downtown?
I want the bridges painted different colors.
Yeah?
That just came up this last week.
Yeah, they're asking.
They were talking about it. I think the bridges should be painted different colors. Yes. Because the thing is, what people get confused about, and working at the hotel, I find out when you're telling people to go over the bridges, you always have to tell them to go over the middle bridge to the Andy Warhol, the 6th Street Bridge to go to the stadium. I think it would be able, if we said like, oh, go over the pink bridge or the purple bridge or the green bridge, I think it would be a lot easier for kind of like people to be able to find.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, we love our black and gold, I know, but you do have a point there.
Well, the thing is, I think be innovative, be creative. Quit living in a conservative box. I say break out, flow, and grow.
So let's hang plastic dinosaurs and things from the bridge too, right?
Oh, when the quilts did that?
That was neat.
Oh, man.
I figured you'd love that.
Oh, right? Let the artists take over the bridges. We have, Pittsburgh is amazing. The creativity here, what's happening, I find out, Randyland, a lot of people coming into my yard, and people are saying that they've lived in other cities. They come from San Francisco, they come from New York, they come from Seattle, Washington, LA, blah, 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 blah. The thing is, what they're saying is they can't afford to live in those cities because they're so overly priced anymore, and they're looking for a place to relocate. A lot of people now are starting to come to Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. They're relocating here. We have so many great cultures. We have the ballet, we have the symphony, we have all the art galleries, the restaurants. Oh. Wow, talk about the restaurants. Mwah. We are like blowing up. So why not? We need to take this old conservative city and we need to take it out of those little corners of those little businesses, and we need to spread it like what they did on the streets. Mm-hmm. We need to let people have a little bit of fun. Nice.
Here's to fun.
Nice.
I love your philosophy, Randy. Great chatting with you today.
Can I give you a present?
Well, sure. Sure. I mean, just being here is a gift. I don't know what else there could possibly be.
I have a gift I want to give you. Now, it's loud. Okay. It's crazy. And it says Randy Land on it. Well, let me just show you.
Well, sure, sure.
Can I get it?
Absolutely.
There you go. Here we are.
A Randy Land shirt?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
You like it?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Pretty cool, huh? And down at the bottom, it says Randy Land, Pittsburgh. So this is one of my art projects called The Thinkers. I right now have a show down to the Space Gallery. Yes, look, it even matches my shirt I'm wearing now. See?
Beautiful.
Okay, this is yours. This is mine. This is yours. This is mine.
Well, they won't get us mixed up then.
Okay. Well, mine has paint all over it. Every time I paint, I don't want to put my paintbrush in the water. So I put it on me so I don't waste it. Now everybody wants me to paint the clothes. Pretty cool, right?
There's a whole nother career for you.
I know. But anyway, I just want to say, I went down yesterday to take my gallery apart down to the Space Gallery. That's on Liberty Avenue in the Cultural District. That's on 9th and Liberty, I should say. Well, anyway, I went in there and I called Murray. He's running that. And he goes, no, Randy, you can't take it out yet. And I said, well, why? He said, because too many people are wanting to see more of the Randy.
Wow.
So it's called the Thinker Project. You think and I think. When we think, we think. But when we think collectively together, we are known as thinkers. So I have a big show going on called The Thinkers. Rethink, rebuild, revisualize, reactualize, regrow, regroup, repaint. Aha!
Repaint.
So they're keeping it for another 2 or 3 weeks. Maybe longer, they said. They don't even know.
Wow.
Pretty cool,
good
right?
For you, yes. That's bravo.
This is the second time they held it over. It was supposed to be done on the 15th of last month. Then they kept it to the 28th. And now they're saying 2 or 3 or 4 weeks. They don't even know.
Wow.
This is my first art show.
Congratulations.
I never had an art show before. I only live art, give art, feel art, talk art. But I never, ever, ever, never, ever had my own show. I'm so excited.
Congratulations. Really, I'm thrilled for you. And that it's getting held over by popular demand. I mean, that's...
pretty cool, right?
That's big stuff.
I'm so honored.
You know, should be. You do a lot, and you do a lot of good for the people around you. So, and I see that that really creates a lot of happiness for you. So.
You know what I want to do? Mm. I think I want to paint you. You have too much white.
Well, I could have my Randy. I could have my Randyland shirt under there. Oh, you mean you want to literally not like you don't want to paint a portrait of me. You want to put paint on me.
Yes.
Yeah.
You look so nice, but I think that you need a little.
Let me go get a change of clothes, and then we'll talk about that.
I'm thinking about your bow tie. If nothing else, just going ahead and painting your bow tie.
Oh, I would love a Randy-ized tie.
Can I paint you for 1 second? No? We'll do it next time.
Yeah.
We'll do it next time. Because if you come to Randyland, I have to tell you this. Everybody's part of the environment of Randyland. So don't be surprised if you come back again if I don't put a paintbrush in your hand and you paint me or I'll paint you.
That'd be wonderful.
It'd be cool.
Yeah, I just need some prep for that. That'd be great.
Nice.
Oh, thank you, Randy.
Well, thank
this
you.
This is wonderful. It's a pleasure chatting.
What a joy.
And a pleasure to be here.
Thank you
indeed.
Very much.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.